Next, we will talk about components of business analytics. In overview, we saw what are the different components of analytics and how they are leveraged, how a problem is converted into a business analytics problem, what are the different techniques that are used to solve those business problems. Now we will understand those components of business analytics in more details. Before we deep dive into components of business analytics, let's first understand how it started. So by 1960s, when the boom of computer happened, the analytics came into the picture because now it was more easy to drill down the numbers. There, business analytics exploded with the boom of computer. Computers actually helped in managing huge volumes of the data and ultimately managing the data in a more sequential and efficient manner. Earlier, it was a consumer forecasting algorithms which were primarily used, but now it has moved to a further detail. Now, business analytics is becoming a tool that can influence the customer's interactions. As an example, earlier we wanted to understand when the consumer will buy. Now we want to understand how can we make that consumer to buy. So we are making it to buy. That is how analytics helps. Analytics enabled enterprise can modify the sales pitch and can help you target the customer in more appropriate manner. As an example, if a salesman already knows that what customer is planning to buy in advance, he will be able to target the customer in a more appropriate manner. That is where analytics helps. It will help you target the customer in appropriate manner. When the salesperson knows that this person is going to buy a product A and is more likely to buy it at a particular price level, he can then plan his pitch accordingly. That is where analytics helps. Business analytics is the use of statistical tools and technologies, as we know. So it's a component of various things. If we talk about business analytics in a broader term, business analytics is a component of three primary things. One is tool, second is statistical techniques, and third is the business understanding. When we are able to leverage out all the three components of business analytics in an appropriate manner, we can solve any amount of business problems. So when we talk about business analytics, it is all about finding out the patterns of the data, identifying the relationship, cleaning the data, using it appropriately, building the model which can give you the output, and then presenting those output to the business stakeholders. There is a minor difference between business intelligence and business analytics. Those minor differences, let's go further to understand, because both the components are extremely important with respect to the business. And when we understand both the components and their differences, we will be able to utilize them in a better way. When we say business intelligence and business analytics, although they both belong to a same component, which is data science, but they are leveraged or used in a different way. First of all, let's understand what does it do. Business intelligence is basically the presenting of the reports that what exactly is happening with the business, whether our sales are going down, whether our sales are going up, what is the percentage change with respect to the last year, what component are improving and what component are declining. So all the different components and their understanding is what business intelligence is. So it is basically directly reporting of the data, what exactly data is showing. Whereas business analytics is finding out the reasons behind those things and predicting using those trends. So if sales are going down by 10%, that's a business intelligence report. Sales are going down by 10% because certain markets are not performing well and they have sales degrown, that is a business analytics, because you are finding the reason there. How it is achieved? When you're trying to develop a business intelligence reports, you actually deal with a lot of data, you combine them, you clean them, and then you present it into a front-end tool via scorecards, dashboards, charts, etc. using various tools. There are various tools in the market like Tableau, ClickView, and etc. which actually are used to develop such dashboards, which are business intelligence dashboards. Whereas in business analytics, you will be using statistical or mathematical techniques to understand what are the hidden patterns of the data, and then you will be using it to develop the final outcome. What is your business gain out of the two? When you are trying to understand what business intelligence do with respect to the business, it basically tells you what exactly is happening with the business right now by populating all the data points and all the key KPIs of the data. Whereas in business analytics, you can develop the response out of the report that is being generated in a business intelligence dashboard. You can plan what can be the next action. You can plan what should you do. You can plan the risk areas. You can plan the predictive areas, and then you can predict and take decision accordingly. When you are dealing with the data, you will be aggregating the data to further use it, and there you have to understand how data aggregation takes place. Data is aggregated in two ways. One is it's a transactional data, as we discussed. Transactional data is a large data where every components are combined and then converted into a single data, and it is getting developed or generated. I have a right source of generation of the data. As an example, when you shop for some product, you have actually created a data point, and those data will be flowing via a proper channel into a medium wherein it will be segregated. Whereas there is another form of data known as volunteer data, which is not directly supplied. It could be random via certain random surveys, or via feeding information via in a paper and pen surveys or paper and pen feedback. Those have to be incorporated and then converted into a usual channel, and then segregated into a consolidated platform wherein you can further analyze it. Data aggregation is basically the process of gathering such data and then creating it into a format wherein it can be further easily analyzed. Data aggregation in the financial and investing sector, retail sector, it is basically used in all different sectors. So we will try to understand how data aggregation is done in various sectors. As an example, in financial and investing sector, data is used for doing predictive analytics via collecting various components of customer attributes, like what is the salary of the customer, what is the business profile of the customer, what does a customer do, what is the credit score, what are the things that he maintains, what are the spend capacity of the customer. All that data is segregated and aggregated into a single platform wherein it is further used for doing further predictive analytics. In retail industry, data aggregation can help you identify the proper trend. You can compare the competitive market. You can see the pricing effect, or if a competitor has changed the price, what is the impact on your business. So in retail industry, every transactional point of the data and the competitor data can help you actually leverage out the right metrics with respect to the business. In travel industry, you can use the aggregation of the data to find out the price monitoring. As an example, if Jetware is if SpiceJet is offering you certain price and Indigo is offering you certain price, you can utilize and see the impact of the price change with respect to the airlines, and then see the final impact on the business. It is also important to understand the customer sentiment. So once you have aggregated data, you will be able to do customer sentiment analysis with respect to the airline. Then web data integration, when you have websites and other such platforms, where your data aggregation will actually help you in understanding the various aspects of the websites. For example, if a customer is traveling from one page to another, what is the time it is spending on each page, where exactly it is getting dropped off, where exactly it is staying more. You can utilize those information in converting it into a revenue form, wherein if a consumer is spending more time on a particular page, that can be a good advertising source. If a consumer is dropping out of a certain web page, you can easily understand that there is a problem in that web page which is causing the consumer to drop out. Once you aggregate the data, you will be doing the mining activities, wherein you will be trying to identify the relationship between the variable which you are trying to find and the other variables that you have for support. The variable that you are trying to find is known as a dependent variable. So when you are trying to understand the consumer behavior, let's suppose whether he will buy or not buy, that is a dependent variable. In dependent variable, you have only two values, yes or no, whether a consumer will buy or not buy. The other variables which will be helping you to find out the final outcome of dependent variable, like what, how many times he shops, what is his lifetime value, what is his per transaction value, all those things are known as independent variables, which helps you identify the final output value of dependent variable. So you will be identifying all these things while doing data mining. You will be identifying the frauds, you will be finding the marketing activities, you will be seeing the patterns in the marketing, you will be finding the information out of the data. The information that you are trying to extract from the data point that you have is basically your data mining. There are various types of data which are used in data mining. As an example, there are relational databases. Relational databases are those databases where information are saved in form of tables, and every table is connected to one another. As an example, there could be one salary table for a company wherein salary information of every employee is available, and then there could be another table wherein employee's contactability information is available. Now both these table will be connected via employee ID. One employee ID will, once you connect these two tables via employee ID, you will be able to get both salary information as well as contactability information of a same employee. Then there are data warehouses wherein huge amount of data are stored in a proper structured way, which can be further used and easily analyzed. There are advanced DB and information repositories, which is store certain information, and you use those information in mining of the information. There are object oriented databases, which are designed in a way or arranged in a way wherein you can create objects and then find out the appropriate information. There are transactional databases. Every transaction that is being developed is storing certain amount of information, and you will be extracting those information in finding out the insights. There are streaming informations available via Netflix, as an example, will be storing your streaming information. So if you are seeing a certain type of movies, they will be able to understand what is your flavor and what type of movies you like, and they will try to recommend you movies based on your likability. Then there are text databases in the type of data. Text databases generally have the unstructured information wherein your data is stored in form of structure or in form of unstructured or in form of text. As an example, Twitter tweets, they are completely unstructured form of data, which when will be saved as a text information. And that in text information will further be analyzed to find out the results. And when you will be analyzing those text information, you will be doing actually text mining with respect to the text data. So we talked about data mining. Let's first quickly see what is the process of data mining. So when you will be doing data mining, you will be first developing a business understanding and converting it into a business problem. Then you will try to understand the data, and then you will try to prepare the data for further analysis. Based on your understanding of the data and the business, your final data will be prepared. Once your data is prepared and finalized and cleaned, you will be further using it for the modeling. You will be using statistical technique to model your data and to find out the insights. Once your model is prepared, you will evaluate that model, whether it is giving the accurate results and how accurately it can predict your values. Once it is evaluating in an efficient manner and it has a good accuracy score, you can use the same model to put it into production. That model will now be in production mode and will be used for final production outputs. Let's try to understand each and every component step by step. First component is business understanding. So business understanding comes from usually stakeholders. Business stakeholders try to understand what are the key areas which they are trying to find the answers for. As an example, if they ask you what are the feedbacks that we are getting out of the all the feedbacks that we are collecting from the responses, so there your business understanding is to identify the positives and negative sentiments of the consumer with respect to the product. So users will be entering their sentiments, or users will be entering the comments, and your objective will be to convert it into a sentiment problem. So such problems are known as sentiment analysis. So business stakeholder asked you whether you are getting a positive feedbacks or negative feedbacks, or how consumer are feeling with respect to the product. You convert it into a analytical problem by identifying that this is a sentiment analysis problem wherein you need to predict whether a consumer is feeling positive or negative about a particular product. Once your business understanding completes, then you will move on to collecting or understanding the data. You need to first understand what are the different type of data that you need. Like in this case, when you are doing sentiment analysis, you would need text information wherein you will be collecting the textual feedback from the sources where your feedbacks are collected. Your feedback could be collected on a web page, or your feedback could be collected in a POS machine or a platform or a activity or an app or in a survey. Wherever they are, you have to consolidate them and collect them in an appropriate manner so that you don't miss out important information. Once you collect the data, you also need to understand what are the different things that you would need or different variables that you would need. That means not only your textual information or the feedback information, you might also need that what are the various attributes of the consumer. For example, whether a consumer is a male or female, that you feel is an important information with respect to the product. So you will also try to leverage out that information out of the system. Whether a user belongs to a particular age group, whether a user belongs to a particular geography, all those information will be maintained and understood. Once you are able to identify which are the important variables that you need to use for your analysis, you will be consolidating them into a simple manner. Once your data is collected, you need to prepare the data for final analysis. Now, preparing data is a longer task and it takes away a lot of time when you are doing this activity. Approximately 80% of your data or time goes in managing the data or cleaning the data or collecting the data when you're solving any business analytics problem, because there are so many issues that can happen with respect to the data. As an example, when it's a numeric data, you might have outliers in the data which are extreme values and can impact the overall value. So you need to clean them. There could be missing information that you need to fill in or you need to remove them. If it is a textual data, there will be random amount of words which will be there in the data. As an example, there are many words which doesn't have any meaning. They are just a supportive words for with respect to the text. They don't give you anything out of it. So you need to clean such words before actually utilizing it, utilizing the data for further analysis. Once your data is prepared, you need to transform the data to make it more appropriate. As an example, there are various things. For example, your skirt sales went flat, or all of a sudden lockdown is happening, and because of the lockdown, people started shopping a lot more because they are feared that lockdown will be extended and they won't be able to buy some more products. So that is a unusual event. It won't be happening every year. So when such data will happen in the trends, it will impact the proper trend identification. So when extra peaks appears in the data, you need to smooth out those peaks so that it looks like a usual trend. And when this activity happens, it is known as smoothing of the data. Then you might have to aggregate the data. Let's suppose some values are not appearing or not happening in the appropriate way, then you will take an aggregate of the data. What is the average sale value generated by every customer? What is the average transaction value generated by every customer? Or you have to generalize the data, normalize the data. Normalization means, let's suppose you are comparing different type of variables together, and there is a question comes up is a person who has age of 25 years and there is another person who has weight of 70 years. Compare them, and if they are identical, keep them together. Now the problem here is for one person you have a value which is age, which is calculated in years. For the second person, the value is in kgs, the weight. These two values can't be compared because they have different units and you want to make them comparable. Now to do such activities where those variables will be compared which can't be compared directly, you need to convert them into a normalized form. Normalized is generally a way of converting the data in a scale wherein center lies at zero. Those values are, after conversion, are known as Z values, and those Z values are used to compare which is the more appropriate value. So if they fall close to each other, if the Z value of age and Z value of weight falls near to each other, then they belong to each other. So those techniques are known as normalization, wherein the two values can be made comparable. Then attribute construction, let's suppose some values are not directly available or you have to create another variable. As an example, if there are too many outliers and you don't know how to manage them, then you are trying to remove the impact of outlier. And there is one way of removing the impact of outlier, that is by taking a log of original values, because log actually reduces the impact of the every value. Once you take the log, you are not using it in the original form, and instead you are creating another attribute which is a log form of original data. Such attributes will be used in further modeling. So such activities have to be done and are component of data transformation. Once your data is transformed and is ready for modeling, you will then will be proceeding to modeling. When you are modeling, you have to identify the proper statistical technique which is used to develop a model with respect to your business problem. And it again depends on the type of outcome variable that you have, outcome variable or the dependent variable. So if your dependent variable is categorical in nature, have certain categories, you will be using classification algorithm. If it is a continuous variable, you will be using regression techniques. If in case you don't have a outcome variable, then you will be using different type of techniques like clustering or market basket analysis, if in case you want to identify the affinities. Once your model is prepared and you used statistical technique accordingly, you will be then moving to evaluation of the model. You have developed the model, but you need to identify whether your model is good or bad. That is known as evaluation of the model. There are various ways of identifying or evaluating your model. As an example, let's suppose you had a classification of yes and no with respect to whether the person will pay loan or not. Now you created this model on the historical data. You actually know who paid the loan back and who didn't. And your model will also be predicting with respect to the same data. That is, your model will also be telling you whether this person will return the loan or loan amount or not. Now you can create a confusion matrix wherein your model if your model predicted this person will return the loan and it actually returned the loan, then you have accurately measured. Yes, the people for whom your model predicted that this will not return loan and he actually didn't return, then it is also an accurate measure. But the people who actually returned the loan, but your model predicted that this person will not return the loan, is a wrong in output. Additionally, if somebody is doing the other way, that is, he is not returning, but your model is saying that this person will return the loan, that is again a wrong findings. So you will try to identify what are the percentage of accurate measures and incorrect measures. If your accurate measures divided by total number of measures gives you an output of approximately, let's suppose, 76%, it means that 76% of the time your model predicted the correct output. That means it can be considered as a good one. If your model accuracy is coming as a lower, let's suppose only 40% of the time your model was accurately able to predict the right outcome, then your model is weak. You need to improvise it. So all these things happens in evaluation of the model. Once your model is evaluated, then and it is performing well, then you need to deploy it. You can deploy it using either directly measures, basically via predicting it for the future. You use the data, existing data, and you predict the outcome for the future, and you use those outcomes to further utilize it in the business outcomes. Or you can develop an application wherein your model will be performing and then giving, you can track down the information out of the model. When you will be doing data mining, you will be using various techniques. Few of those techniques are classification, wherein you will be classifying the output in one of the techniques, clustering, wherein you will be grouping the data in one of the groups, regression, wherein your outcome will be in continuous manner like sales and all, association rules, wherein you will try to find out the patterns between the two products. As an example, if A sells, B also sells. If t-shirt sells, then jeans also sells. They are the associations that you are trying to identify in data mining activities. When you will be doing data mining techniques, you also need to clean the data, which includes outlier detections. Or these outlier detections will also help you understand whether there are some problem with the data or actually there is a risk. As an example, if somebody is performing outlier, taking too much of the loans and is an outlier and is not returning, you will be able to identify such activities in outliers. You can use data mining in prediction purposes, wherein your prediction algorithm will come into the picture, like regression, classification and all. What are the challenges of implementation when you are doing data mining? When you are doing data mining, or when you are actually putting the model in place, or actually when you are using the data to create a model or create an output, there are certain limitations that happens and certain challenges that happens. Let's talk about them in a bit summarized way. First of all, you need skilled neighbors, skilled people who can actually manage these activities, because somebody has to be good and efficient with the tool management, codings, data management, business understandings, statistical algorithms, And if somebody is not skilled enough to do these activities, he will not be able to use the data. There, your model could be overfitting. Let's suppose you don't have too much of the patterns in the data, then your model either overfits or underfits. If it is able to predict too accurately, then it's overfits. If it is not able to identify the proper patterns at all, then it is underfitting. In both the scenarios, you will have to improvise the model. You might have very large databases which are very, very difficult to manage. There are, and your tools hangs, or you are not able to understand how to manage such volume of the data. That is again, that becomes again a major challenge with respect to the business analysis. The practices which needs to be modified. Let's suppose you have been selling the products within a range of 10,000 to 15,000, but all of a sudden you brought in a product which is 50,000, which has a 50,000 value. Then your business activities have actually changed. So you have to properly measure such activities and put them into the system the way other models have been created. You will have to create the models basis these products as well. Then there could be complex relationships, and you should add a complex integration of the data coming from the various sources. You need to integrate them in a proper manner or identify the proper combinations between the different scenarios of the data. Once you are able to do it, then only you will be able to complete a finalized data set of the data which can be further analyzed. Once you understand the various things on various activities that you will be doing, let's take few examples wherein these activities actually happens, or try to understand them in more appropriate way by taking certain examples from various domains. As an example, how can you use these processes in marketing? In marketing, you can utilize these business analytics activities by segmenting the markets and then doing your marketing activities accordingly. There could be few markets which are extremely reactive or extremely active with respect to your activity campaigns or marketing campaigns, wherein some other markets like tier 2 cities doesn't react too much to the marketing campaigns that you have. So you can plan your budgets accordingly. In retail, you can use various techniques like association rules to understand what are the products combination that people buy. So if product A goes with product B and somebody has bought product A, you will be able to pitch him product B because you know these two products goes together. In banking, you can understand the market risk by taking various measures or various analysis, using which you can identify the risk factors which evolve in the banking industry and then highlight those issues so that it can be avoided. Then in healthcare industry or medicines, you can use business analytics to identify the proper diagnostic metrics. Like these days, various deep learning techniques are used to identify the patterns of the various diseases that happens in the internal organs by identifying the images and then figure out what are the problems that could happen if such are the areas that can happen in the x-rays. Then in television and radio, you can utilize business analytics by measuring the audiences, what amount of people are coming from which channel. There are various data mining tools which are used to develop these models or these analysis. For these analysis and these techniques, the tool plays a major role because it's very, very difficult to manage such volume of data with manual workings. It's almost impossible with the volume of the data that we have these days to manage them manually. So you need more profound or solid tools which can take care of the analysis without causing too much of the trouble. There are various popular tools in the market right now. Few of the examples are Python, which is one of the leading tool in the market right now, R, SAS, Oracle Data Mining, and many other tools which are similar in nature and can be used for statistical analysis.